The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Welcome to the Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. Today, you're listening to part three of a five-part conversation. If you've not heard the first two, pause this episode and get up to speed. Have you done that? Great. Now let's dive in and continue the conversation about sustainability, Acti9 Active, and other new technologies.
One of the other elements I think that you've got the opportunity to see is how do you empower your customers with this digital journey? And I think you probably find that any organization that's got a sustainability agenda, I mean, we talk about sustainability, I'm going to ask a question. James, I want to ask you, what does sustainability mean for you? Because it means so many different things in my world. Name a couple of.
Okay, I think from my point of view, sustainability, as you say, has got a lot of different elements to it. I think you've got sustainability from a product or a building point of view in that the materials it's made out of. Are they recycled? Are they reused? And that, and so on and so forth. So the more, I guess, the more recycled material that is within a building, the more sustainable products that are being used to put into that building. So I guess that's from a construction point of view. But then I guess you've also got it from a usage point of view as well. So I guess if you're not using so much power within that building, like you mentioned a few seconds ago, if your heating's on all weekend or overnight, then that building's been a lot less effective from a financial point of view, and therefore I guess rolls into the sustainability side of things as well. So with the ability to monitor and see what a building's doing, see how it's interacting from an electrical point, you could make that building more sustainable and more cost-effective, I guess, more efficient.
Yeah, so from my perspective, it's so many different things. There's so many elements about linked to sustainability. So, you know, starting in the more sort of common approaches that we have of recycled material or content, so packaging, you know, digital instructions rather than having print copies. I think you've probably found this, Amy, on site, packaging can be a bit of a challenge because on some commercial sites, waste and packaging have to be managed specifically. Do you find that?
It's more and more becoming a bigger and bigger thing about recycling. You know, before everyone had just chuck the stuff anywhere, and now it's everything's as much as you can needs to be recycled, and it's actually monitored. Everyone's involved whether you like it or not.
So waste is one element. So, you know, as a part of the journeys that we're taking within Schneider Electric, our packaging, you know, we focus heavily on whether it's recycled card that's used, the actual inks that we use on there, so water-based inks rather than harsh chemicals, limiting the level of sort of paper in there. So we do a lot of digital content for instructions. That's one element of sustainability. Now, when we talk about PowerTag, we can start to talk a little bit about some of the other products that take this digital journey, such as Acti9 Active. We're combining protection technologies into one. And when you talk about simple sort of steps into sustainability, now we've got fewer plastic or fewer physical products to do a single job. So we're integrating multiple protection technologies into one. And I think the way I term it is that means instead of having, for example, 5 or 6 vans, trucks, lorries transporting my goods across the UK and then out to sites, it might be one. That might be one manufacturing plant instead of 5. It might be less space in a distribution board. It might mean less time on site. All of these start to link into sustainability. And I think they're just sort of on the sort of fringes of sustainability. The next stage of that journey I see is that if you can start to see what energy you're using and where you're using it and when you're using it, you can actually decide when you actually want to. So you can become informed and make those really sort of key decisions. So if you're trying to reduce your energy usage year on year by 5%, well, you can now be in a position to make that decision on how to do it. So I suppose I would summarize there's four simple steps in this journey. We connect to an electrical distribution system. We collect a load of information. We analyze it. And then now we can act on that information that we receive because we're informed and empowered to do so. So that's one of the, you know, the journeys around sustainability. But I've just mentioned something about a product or a topic there about Acti9 Active. And this is the next step into a digital platform. It's the way that we make electrical distribution and the distribution board take a journey into connectivity. And the reason we do it is linked to how can we improve levels of safety? How can we bring efficiency in terms of operation, installation? How do we help our customers, whether it's the installer, whether it's the facilities manager, whether it's the end user in their journey into sustainability? How do we improve that resilience, whether it's operational? How do we allow access to that information in a remote manner? So whether you're on site, whether you're off site, and how do you sort of really interact with this system in a way that's very different to before? Would you say that most distribution boards are fit and forget?
Yeah. Well, they are for me, but most of my work's domestic, so it's hard for me to, from a commercial point of view, I don't know. But for me, most of my work's domestic, so.
But in terms of a distribution board, so you do the EICR testing, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So you perform the test. How often do you think your customers or the people on that site actually interact with that distribution board? It's not very often, is it?
Never. No, only if there was an issue. They've got no need to. And it's like testing. In a domestic world, it's some people never have their board tested. You know, we recommend a test every 10 years in domestic. You know, there's no law. There's nothing, you don't have to have it done. It's just an extra cost to people. They won't have it done. The majority of the testing is obviously landlord, the rental testing. And that's the same thing. They would never think about that, their install, their fuse boards, until the date when they're forced to have a test done. So in a domestic world, it's very... install it, fit it, as long as it works, and I won't think about it for 5 years till it needs testing again.
So it's that fit and forget mentality. Now, I think one element that comes from that is I expect that many of our audience that are familiar with Acti9 actually take confidence in the fact that Acti9 is fit and forget, because you know that it's going to do what it's supposed to do. I think the interaction part becomes really important when we talk about real-time monitoring, control, how do you improve site performance, how do you maximise efficiency, how do you meet those sustainability targets? At this point, you need to have some level of interaction. And it's how do you interact with it, which is the sort of question is, digital meeting electric makes that level of efficiency. So we've got software platforms now that can give you that level of insight and information. Exactly the journey that you took with your operational software platforms is the journeys that our commercial end users are starting to take in terms of building management systems, insights, improving operational resilience. So in those commercial environments, it's becoming really important to sort of get that level of insight. And I think one of the other elements that the active safety system can really support on is regulatory impacts. So in the resi space that you do a lot of work as a business, you'll be familiar with the changes around arc fault detection.
Yep.
And I think how sort of topical these are. And we've spent a few years talking about these in our industry now, haven't we? What's your view in terms of the customers adopting these technologies? Obviously, it's fairly new. Do you find it challenging to, I suppose, impart that information and explain the increase in safety and protection to the customers?
I covered this briefly with James. That's a difficult upsell just because of the price jump. You know, we were saying, you know, when the jump between dual RCD and RCBA boards, when that was huge, it was a difficult upsell. The benefits need to be clear and huge for a lot of domestic customers to go for that. And I think we're in the same position now with going from RCBOs to AFDDs. So if it's not a regulation, like if it's not a must, that's a difficult upsell, just because, you know, if you've got standard now easily 12 circuits in a house, you know, the price difference from an RCBO board to all AFDB is going to be, you know, substantial. So I can go through the benefits and try and upsell it, but I've never had a domestic client that's gone for that. And like I said, you get to know your customers, you know what they're after. There's going to be numerous jobs you go to where there's no point trying to sell that to them. And also it's about being honest. And if I think a full RCBO with Surge is adequate for them in their setting, that's if that's the best option, then I'm going to try and sell that to them.
So that's the residential view of it. I think one of the interesting topics and conversations I have with contractors working in commercial industrial environments is the impacts or the requirements of BS 7671, arc fault detection, because it's actually listed in there for high-risk residential buildings, HMOs, purpose-built student accommodation, care homes. So it's an interesting topic because in these environments, we've got commercial electrical distribution systems, mm-hmm. such as, you know, the ACTI-9 ISO-RP platform. And when I talk about the active safety system, not only does it take that journey into sustainability and connectivity, but what we've got here is an all-in-one combination type device that when used with the distribution board, it starts to form an active safety system protecting against multiple potential issues. So whether it's short circuit, overload, earth leakage, but also arc fault detection. So here we've got a device that's an all-in-one combination, and we've got all those protection technologies, but the icing on the cake here really is the connectivity element. So we've got embedded connectivity inside of that miniature breaker. And that's quite different to what's been available on the market for some years now. So with these technology sort of advances, Amy, you know, what's your thoughts? What's your immediate thoughts on, you know, how technology is progressing? I mean, and what you do and how would you sort of adopt them?
So we're very much working in sort of residential most of the time. As the business grows, we want to get more and more into commercial. And I think that's where it becomes really interesting. The new technology that you've just been talking about, I can absolutely see the benefits in commercial and industrial scenarios. Do you want to give some examples of the types of areas where you'd really benefit from having this technology?
So I think some of the applications or the environments that these technologies can be applied. So obviously with changing regulations, we know the arc fault detection element of that all-in-one breaker, very much applicable to high-risk residential buildings, HMOs, purpose-built student accommodation, care homes. So most people at sort of first thought think about the apartments or the living spaces in those in buildings. But you've also got the sort of the shared areas, the access areas, which are probably managed by the building owner. You've still got socket outlets, for example, in those areas. And the regs still apply at that point where socket outlets up to 32 amps, you know, require AFDD protection. And that's one element of when we talk about the ACTI-9 active device. So great. That's a protection technology. The added value really starts to come in when we talk about the insights that the device brings. So if the circuit's open, closed, has a trip occurred, the exact nature or the reason why it tripped And this is really interesting because we have RCBOs in many distribution boards. And if you have a trip, you don't necessarily know, was it short circuit, overload, earth leakage? You see a trip. With this Acti9 active all-in-one device, when you take advantage of the software and digitization that sits within that as a system, you can actually see whether it was a short circuit, an overload, an earth leakage, serial arc, parallel arc, overvoltage. And that's quite a valuable piece of information. The icing on the cake really starts to come when you get the ability to have alarming. So in my view, and many of our customers that we talk to, a pre-alarm is more valuable than a failure alarm. So you can have both, but the pre-alarm means that you're informed to take a decision based on some characteristic change in that circuit. So whether it's overload, earth leakage, overvoltage. If you've got a circuit that operates at 40% load capacity, it now moves up to 60, 70. It's not tripped, but something's happened. Something's changed. So an example I'll give you here is if you've got an electric motor in some sort of, I don't know, waste, sewage treatment plant, remote, in a field, distribution board feeding it. If that load characteristic has just changed, something's happened. You're not necessarily going to know of a failure that occurs until it's too late. However, this type of technology, whether it's PowerTag or the Acti9 Active device, it will give you a signal, give you an alert to say that the load characteristic has changed. Get somebody onto it. Find out what's wrong. Why has it changed? So you're working in a proactive way. So the digital platforms really start to give advanced visibility on top of the protection in a simplified format. Another example that we saw recently was there were some electric heaters in a waiting room type environment. The building was shutting down at 5 o'clock. The heaters were on all night, throughout the night, till the next day. Now, the client didn't actually have this level of understanding until they used a combination of PowerTag, Acti9 Active, that started to show them which circuits were on, which were off, and the load characteristics that they were using. And immediately they put in measures to switch those off throughout the evening period when the building shuts down. So now that they've made that change, they've got some big improvements on energy conservation. And again, we're going back to sustainability. So I think there's some real values that come from these systems. And I think for the audience, you know, I think it's something to think about as technologies are changing, how we embrace them, how we sort of bring that level of technology to our customers, because many times or many occasions, we are ambassadors of technology. So, you know, many of your customers look at you for the advice and the sort of best way forward into what should be sort of deployed and brought into a wider system.
So, DFAT, there seems to be a lot of information going on there. I think, Amy, hopefully this is beneficial.
It's beneficial. It's really interesting. There's obviously a lot to take in, especially because it's sort of a different world for me, but hopefully one that I'm going to be getting into soon. So, I mean, if I want more information on this, is the best place to go My Schneider, maybe?
Yeah, definitely. If you do, you heard My Schneider, right?
Yeah.
They use My Schneider. So this is the really best platform. You can hear our latest products, commercial campaigns, latest news, and everything you can find on My Schneider. And with My Schneider, you benefit from personalized digital experience that is tailored to your priorities. I'm talking about the electricians, of course. And in this platform, you are going to find designed the latest product information, technical support, training resource. And also it helps electricians stay informed about the latest industry trends and also our latest campaigns. So it's not only the web page, also we have app. If you download the app, it also get push notifications and then the updates on the product and everything you can get informed. And on My Schneider platform, I don't know, do you do you have any interest in the CPD trainings? So we are getting lots of requests from our customers. It's trending topic in contractors, but also in electricians nowadays. So we have online webinar series, on my Schneider platform, and it is all of them is free.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We like free things.
Definitely.
And for those of you who want to learn more about this, there's a link below to, it'll take you to the My Schneider app website and for you to find more information there.
Yeah, it is so easy to register to My Schneider. If you registered as an electrician, you will find your personalized experience and you will find the old information related to electricians.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss part 4. And for all the important information discussed in today's show, you can find those in the show notes.